We begin the Maimer of Parshas Tzav, the first Maimer. It's a very special Maimer. The Maimer was said at the famous Zlobin Chasana, where the grandson of Rav Levi Yitzchok of Baditchev married the granddaughter of the Alter Rebbe. It was a very, very special Chasana, known as the Zlobin Chasana. And it's a very special Maimer. Out there Maimer, like they say. Says Aposik, V'achaltem ochel v'soveya, then he says, V'yilaltem v'shem Hashem alekeichem asher asim ochem lahafli, v'leyevesham v'leyelom. Says the Medrash, V'drei b'shter ben shesadikim, he does it double. V'achaltem ochel v'soveya, and then it says, v'leyevesham. So we have to understand, why is this a double bracha? This is talking about the times of Mashiach. Says the Alter Rebbe, what's Bechlal D'Inyan from eating? There's Malochim and Neshomis in all the different worlds of Bri Yetzir Asiya. As the Pasuk says, V'lechvedi Brosav Yitzati, and there's Malochim of Briya. Malochim Yitzir Malochim, the world of Asiya. What does it mean, food for the Malochim? That's the sustenance and the strength for them to understand godliness and to serve the Rebishtan. Like it says, that the Malochim are Nizoin. Nizoin means they get strength and sustenance from the Ziva Shechina. Then he says further, Then he says, further than my man. Through the Ribu Yishtalsus of Marochim, this food goes over from one oilom to another oilom, and they're called Krovai. Krovai is the Malochim that are like the stomach. But through them goes through the Shef and the Michael. And what happens when a person eats? The body takes the nutrients and the rest go out. So the sustenance from the higher world, the leftovers, sort of to say, go down to the lower world, it goes lower and lower till our world was created. Famous Maimer Chazal, Eloch Esev Milamato, every blade of grass has a malach hitting it. What does it mean, hitting it? That means the malach, it's his higher source. Like the Pasuk says in Keheles, Govoya Mel Govoya Shoymen, Ovoyim Aleyem, and they get their sustenance from the Rebishtim. To understand godliness, and it goes v'chol krovi, it goes lower and lower. Until physical food was created, the physical steak, from the level of Pnei Sheir in the Merkava, that's Malochim, on the level of Vuda. After many myriads of levels in Ishtalsus, level after level, you have the soul of the animal. And for the Pnei Nesh in the Merkava, for them is all the birds, burrow from all the birds. And where the way, it's Lamail on the higher worlds, Pnei Sheir and Pnei Nesh, that's food for the angels. But through going down many levels, it comes down into our grain, v'chol mini tvuos. What's the purpose of all the sustenance going down? That when a person eats it, they add in him. Number one, a person can't live without food. Why does the person need the food? Explain this many times because it's energy from Tayu. And even though they're at a very high level, but this is even higher. It says in the Pasuk, Parashat Vayishlach, Ve'eila Melochim Asher Mochu Lifnei Meloch Melech. But this very high level, they went down very low. And when a person eats them, he elevates them to their source, which is Pnimis Pnei Odom La'arbatom, and Dafka, a person, could elevate them because a person is comprised from the highest levels and the lowest levels. He's mavriach min hakotzel hakotzel, like we know that a person was created different than all the animals. All the animals were created together. The soul and the body, they came out. But a human being was created first the flesh and then the soul, because he comprises in him the highest and the lowest, like the famous Gemara, that a person has three things like an animal and three things like an angel. He's like an angel, he thinks, he speaks, he understands. He's like an animal, he eats and he procreates, etc., etc. So he's comprised of both. That's why he has the ability to elevate the food. Says the Alter Rebbe, just like the angels are considered animals compared to the neshomes, because in their source, the animals, the malochim get from behemoth and chayis and merkova, and they all receive from Pnei Odom. So just like the neshomim picks up even the malochim, here goes the bombshell, that our neshomis compared to the neshnu neshomis that will be created when Mashiach will come, they are called, our neshomis are called behemoths. And therefore, they will be have to elevate through the nu neshomis. They will come down into the levyosun shirabor, our neshomis. And tzaddikim, the new tzaddikim, the new neshamas. There is the neshamas that are in, they're created in other modish. Then there's new neshamas that are created from Mashiach with a new reality, with a new consciousness. And they elevate us through eating the livyosin and shirabor, like the neshamas that they eat the steak and elevate the food that comes from the malochim. The nu neshomes will eat us, and they will elevate us through the eating. You can get a little scared over here, thinking that we're going to be a Gilgal and the Levios and the Shea Abor, and the nu tzaddik will eat us. It's interesting. It says the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek calms it down in the brackets. Does it mean that we will become part of the Yosef Shiram Vorn, the leaders for Kugel for Shabbos, but only a Nitzutz? Spark of our Neshomas will go down in the Yosef Shiram Vorn, and through them eating it and elevating our spark, we will all be elevated. Just like it's explained elsewhere in Chassidus regarding to the Korbonis. All the malochim, and all the holy chayis hakedesh are elevated through a korban, through one animal, animalistic soul that's brought in the mizbeach. So too, through one of our nitzutzim, in this livyosin asher abor, we will all be elevated. This is a new concept. That there's a concept of Nun Neshomes Chadoshes, and it's brought down the Sefer HaGilgulim, he brings down the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Mishnah's Chassidim, and the Ramaz on the Zeher and Parsha Tildes. What's the reason that these Nun Neshomes will have to elevate us through our source, through a spark of our soul, going into the Levyosin and Shir Abor? And the reason, it says, the Alter Rebbe, because now the consciousness that we have is only from a malikol almi. It's connected with only with the kavachut that comes after the tzimtzum. That's our neshomas. That's our consciousness. But Mashiach will come, there'll be the revelation of seviv kol almi, which is known in Chassidus as the eagle, the circle that's higher than the cup. And those neshomas will be there. So this is pshat in the pasuk that we learned. You will eat something that's an hour and shomas that are odom today that elevate the whole Seder Ishtal will be eaten to be elevated higher. Says the Alter Rebbe, this is what it says in the pasuk. Everything was elevated through our neshamas. And then our neshamas will be elevated through the new neshamas. Then will be Eishes Chayla Teres Baila. At the end, there will be the great light coming from Malchus, from our level of Knesset Yisrael, like it says in the pasuk. In that even though we were from Malchus, the new spring water will come from Malchus. And we'll go Chetzim al Yam HaKadmeini, because through our Birurim there'll be great wonders. This is what will be Pelasher Osri Mochim Lahafli, that the Osa, the low level of Seif Mais of Malchus, will cause Pela. This is what the pasuk ends. V'lo yevoy shuami, we will not be embarrassed. It says we know mehed or yishoma kil kalo. Kilozam shochet. Now it says akil kil yake from the zochet. The kala doesn't say anything because Malchus is only mekabel so the chos and says ariat mukodeshes, and the kala doesn't say anything. But when Mashiach will come, the Malchus will be elevated to be Eishes Chayla Teres Bailo. They'll be killed. Kala v'leivisha mele'elo will not be embarrassed, as even though we'll have to be elevated to reach the higher level than the Shomesh, we won't be embarrassed because the main Giluyim will come through us, through our Veda in Malchus. Now the Mishnah says in Psochim v'hakalo ifeches poner v'yichelas, that when eating the carbon paste, the Mishnah says you all have to eat it in one chabura. But a kala, like it says in the Yerushalmi, she's embarrassed from her friends. So now the kala is machos is mekabel, she turns around and she has a busha. But when Mashiach will come, it says, and she'll be a mashpia to everybody. And this is the bracha, the kefil bracha, the double bracha that the Rebbe starts with the medesh, the yalkut. We will be eaten, we will be elevated. But because on the other hand, we will be Eishes Chayla Teres Baila, we will be the mashpia. And he says further, look at the Gemara made cotton, the Shrabba, and in Torah Vayot says, that it says, Asher Osei Mochem LaHafli, Hafli means clear. The Gemara says in Erevin, that the Nitin and the Zirus Allah Flot should be clear. So Pshat in the Torah of Elio is, even though that the level will be from a very high level from Pele Elyon, that their darkness is like light, like we learned the great length in the Maimonides and the Megillah. But the Pasuk says, and even to Dr. Matitilei, nevertheless, it'll be lahafli lahafris, that we will see the greatness of Masein Shal Tzadik. This is our derech, what it says in the Medrash and Bereishis. Okay, Mirlikim Yezok, the Medrash, that's Masein Shal Tzadik. But we don't know what the Rebishter wants. Then it says, Vayaris, Elikim, Eser, Kitei, we know he wants Masein Shal Tzadik. Dafafashtein the Medrash, Apeldikim Medrash. How could you say, any day, Bezim and Chofetz, Talmud Lema, Vayara, Elkim, Maser, Kitev, now we know he wants Masein Shal Tzadik. So do a Sofik. Do say the Pshat, any day, because you're talking about Kamei Kula Kilochoshi, and Kechashei Chokoiro. Do say the Chidesh Asher Osim Mochim Lahafli, that you will see that he loves your mitzvah, even though it's with such a high level. it'll be asher asir machim lehafli. Leo is mafli umafrish, that you'll see how he loves your maaseh and shal tzadik. This is the pshat in Tondvel, Yovela Yeveshi will not be embarrassed. Because it will not be like Nahama Dichsufer, bread of shame. We will feel good by what we did, because we'll see that even for this high level of Atzmus HaMaitzil, which Kachashech HaKoyin, or darkness is like light, nevertheless, he loves and appreciates what we do, so we'll be happy, we'll be the Le'evesh. Till here's our long, it's our goal for the Tzemach Tzedek. Says the Rebbe and Sif Beis, this will also understand what the Medrash Rabbe says in Parshas Tzav. And the post exekor ben arim b'yemi Moshe chesei. As he says, yei melohem shimshon told them me ha'eichel yeitzi meichel. That Shimshon said, how could it be a lion eats everything? How could it be food should come from it? How could it be eaten? It eats everything, the lion. Arim eats all the korbones. How could he be a korban? Ze korban Arin. Fashtem pshat in the medesh, what's he wondering about Arin? But we know there is vim heyochil yeyochil. There's two achilas. There's achilas, so then with the kohenim eat the steak. Then there's achilas mzechei b'nim izbeyav. This is the pshat. There's the achila that the kohenim eat the steak. It's connected with the kohenim, are connected with Shema. Then mevarer ban. So he says there is achilas mizbeach that's a yoichel. It came down a fire in the shape of a lion that ate the korbanos. But then there is odom, a higher level where the kohenim are eating. And Aaron is mevarin sushim ban. He says there is achilas mizbeach. That's the inyan. Kunari eicha. He says that who elevates these sparks? Ayin ochel kurbanim. Because the soul in the behemoth is from Shmori Efanim, and the Birur is from Pnei Ayish of Merkava, even higher than the Malachim that we see from Pnei Ayin. Says that something that's Mevarid is higher than something that was Nizbarid, that's being elevated, because you can't elevate something if you're not elevated. Like it says in the famous Sifri in Parshas Eiken. Today, Bishop told David HaMelech when he conquered Syria, before he finished conquering Israel, how could you conquer? The Medrash says, "So muchlapaltin shelcha leikivashta." You didn't finish conquering your palace. How could you go conquer Syria? That means since you weren't fully developed and fully nizbara, you can't elevate the world. You first have to be yourself elevated. This is what it's explained elsewhere in Likutei Torah, that Ama Oretz can't eat before davening because eating is being mevarad in Itzutzes. This is what the Gemara says in Chagigah. The same pasuk starts about Mizbech and ends by Shulchan. And the Gemara says, because a Shulchan of a person is like a Mizbech, he elevates the food. How could he elevate the food if he's still part of the world? So first, he has to go daven. Even in the minute Chabad is to eat before, because we're weaker datas, we need to eat that focus by davening. But he now to that is explaining that Loch, you're not allowed to eat because if you're still part of the world, you can't elevate the world. First, have to go daven, bring down godliness in your neshama through the 18 broches, and then you could elevate the food. So since Pnei Aryeh elevates the food, he's already elevated, because if you're not elevated, you're part of the world. You can't elevate the world, like the famous saying, "Samach lepaltin shulchal lekivash." Same way, by Aaron that eats the karbones, He brings down Achilas Adam Elyon even higher than Pnei Aryeh Shem Merkava. So we must say that Aaron is very elevated. Like it says in the Pasuk, V'nachnu Ma, that him and Meisha are for the level of Ma. So the question is, how could all of a sudden Aaron turn around and be a Korban and be a Mizbaret if he's elevated? Aaron that elevates, how could he be all of a sudden something that needs to be elevated? This, the Maimer says, the Medrash says, it's like the Pasuk V'achalti Mochel. Now it's Haynes Shomes. And they're very high neshomes, and they elevate everything, and they're perfect neshomes. But compared to the new neshomes that have been isgalos in loving, not from the kav and chut, but from seviv kol almin, even the neshom of Aaron is called behemis, and they have to be all of a sudden elevated, and they become a korb. And that's the pshat. Meho eichel yotzamaychel, that woe was eichel. What was Mevadin Adam that was Mevadin now is Yotzim and Ben O'Michael. He comes into the food of the Yosin and Sheir Abor and is elevated. He's elevated higher. This is the Pshat. Shimshin gave a riddle because there was some honey growing in the belly of the dead lion that he killed. It was a beehive. Gemara, it says in Seita that Shimshin is al Shmei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it says Shemesh, Shimshin, it comes from Shemesh. Omogein, higher than Shem Elikim. So there is Aryeh Dachul Korbanin, he's an Oichel. He eats and he elevates. Nevertheless, we say Yotzo Mimenu Meichel, compared to Shem Havai, that is Shemesh. He can be elevated higher. This is what it says, the Pasuk in the Medrash. Zeh Korbanadein, that even though his Aaron is the level of Ma, he's totally elevated, nevertheless, it could be Zeh Korbanadein, Aaron could become a Korban, could be Isbaret. And what is the Pasuk say? Zeh Korbanadein, B'yemi Moshech Esei, Hashem, and Amish was very higher, it's higher from Chochmah D'Atzilus. So this Shemin is higher from the Chochmah. And that's why Aaron had to bring a carbon for this to be Mizbaren, because there's many levels of many, and he was elevated higher. And this is Aaron. Aleph Han, and Rabbi Shemin Mishaskeda, she becomes a Mizbar. Zeh Korban Aaron, Yemi Moshech Esei. Hey, that should have said Zeh Korban Aaron, Miyemi Moshechese, that from this day that he was anointed, he brings a carbon every day. While was Biyem, so he says, brings Arichas at Tzemach Tzedek, that every day there should be this revelation. And he also brings a fascinating thing that says by the Karbonis of Nisim, Zeis Hanukkah HaMizbeach, B'yemi Moshech Esei. There's a famous question. Only Nachshon's carbon, the first carbon, was brought B'yemi Moshech Esei. But he says, since they brought that, they brought down the very high level of B'yemi Moshech Esei every day. And that's why he says that Aaron brings it. And he gets the oil and he gets anointed and he changes, becomes a Mizbar because it's a higher level. This is what the Medrash says, Zeh Korban Aaron. It says, all the Karbonis, it says, Zeh Shteiros Ve'Elo, Zeh Shteiros HaMincha, Zeh Shteiros HaOsha. Only by Aaron's Korban, Zeh Korban Aaron, he says, Zeh, because this is Nukva, where Aaron is Mevar of the world. Zeh is the level of Aaron, he's Shesh from Shema. But nevertheless, even though it's Zeh Korban Aaron, and he's a very high level, refined enough to elevate the world, in order he should bring that from the high level, B'yemi Moshech Esei. This is a very high madriga. So even though he becomes a korban, he has to be elevated. Like it says, V'omer v'yeim ahu, hine elokeinu zeh, zeh Hashem. That it will be a very, very high level. And we will all be elevated to higher. Just like Aaron had to be elevated to get this major revelation. That was on the day they built the Mishkan. Yashar Koyach.